You're watching Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Meir, and joining us in the studio is Nicole Elliott. So Nicole, it's good to have you with us today. So we're starting with base metals, is that right?
That's right, and the reason I've picked these out is that they've really been on a roll for the last, 6 months or so. And we're perennially told that, you know, the FTSE 100 index is very much geared at exporters, and therefore the weak pound is the cause, shall we say, of the inch up to a new record high recently. But in fact, if you look at it more carefully, you'll see that what's been doing the heavy lifting are the natural resource company shares. Those are the ones that have really, really, and to a lesser extent, the banks as well, even though HSBC's numbers weren't so pretty earlier in the week, but they're well up from where they were 6 to 12 months ago. So that's the key to the FTSE, and the others are just sort of debris along the way. And so if the natural resources companies have done so much of the pushing higher, let's look at what underpins these company shares. So I thought we'd look at the charts of starting off with copper. These are London Metal Exchange prices. It's a weekly chart. And as you can see, basing in the beginning of last year, and then we've really gone up quite a bit. That one's up 35% in 2016 and the beginning of this year. And it looks, I think we're going to go higher too. Now what's really interesting is, if I am right, this low that we saw in 2016 is a really important intermediate low that's going to hold for a long, long time. So when you start trying to work out whether to open a new mine, to extend production or whatever, you can start working with that as your base. And what's really interesting is that sort of $4,500, this is US dollars by the way, per metric ton, that's well above the sort of average that we used to have from 1985 to 2005. And 2005 was when the sort of commodities mega boom started, and every other hedge fund and a banker got involved. So what I'm saying here is that we're starting not only from a higher base, but over the rest of this year, we're likely to go higher too. And I could see this one lunging. This one's got a kind of spring to its step. You can see how quickly, once it sort of broke that triangle consolidation, how it really kicked in. And I could see this one pushing a lot higher, up to about $8,000 a ton.
Is this, I mean, because we had observed an extended bear market, I was trying to see how far, what it was, you know, 5 years ago. But, I mean, there's still plenty of upside here. I mean,
we're nowhere near record highs, absolutely.
The range and everything else, so it's not too late.
I don't think so, no. But the important thing is that we've got this key bottom line, literally the bottom line, and then you can start doing your sums, and everything above that is Bunsen, it's rather nice, it's jam.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to the next slide.
The next slide is nickel. And when you first look at it, you think, oh, that one hasn't done as well as copper. Well, it's actually done better. It's just the scale of it all. But the rally that we've seen since March last year actually put on 50% of face value. So, boom, you know, we've pulled down quite a bit. I see this as a good sort of correction from what is the first in a series of potentially five waves higher. And this one is very much more volatile than copper. Its price action tends to be a lot more hectic. And this one actually, Zach, peaked in 2007 at a record high of $50,000 per tonne. So here at 11,000, as you pointed out, we are trading at a fraction of peak. I don't think we're going back to peak. I'm not suggesting that at all. But I think realistically, over the next sort of 6 months, you should pencil in something closer to $15,000 a ton, maybe even $20,000 on this one, depending if we get plenty of bullish momentum coming in. But that also, and again, this base that we have here between $8,000 and $10,000 was the sort of area which capped for the sort of 20, 25 years up to 2005. Again, it really was. So what it's what used to be the ceiling to prices is now the floor, you see? And that technically is very important, particularly when it's on a secular basis like this, very important.
Okay, our final slide, we are looking at zinc.
Again, a weekly chart, and you can see that this one has really got its skates on, hasn't it? It's taken out the sort of high that we had in May 2015, and it's a 45-degree angle, and it's doubled in value since the low that we had in January last year. So in a 12-month period, 13-month period, we've doubled. So this is really interesting. Again, we have this idea that 1,500 dollars per metric ton is a new interim base, and it does align with the sort of what the area that had capped before that. I think this one is very, very interesting, and I'd expect it to move from the current $3,000 mark to $4,000 quite quickly. So that would be another third again onto the current price level.
Fantastic, Nicole. Thank you. Nicole Elliott there, who's a private investor and technical analyst.